Big Spring has received a grant for hundreds of laptops of computers. Do you see this as a benefit to the students?
Well, that's true. We have received this technology grant, a competitive grant in the state of Pennsylvania, and we're all very pleased to get them. I do see it as a benefit, and I believe that overall the kids really will increase their performance because of them. Most of them are laptops. I've been working with desktop computers for many years in my own classroom. I don't really think that there's much of a difference between the laptops and the desktops if the kids can't take them home. However, the thing that I'd like to say is that I don't believe that those laptops are going to be a cure-all for everything. And also, I would not expect that the scores are going to jump simply because we're bringing in a number of laptops into the building.
Finally, Robert, what role do you see podcasting and blogging have in education?
Well, I'll address blogging first. I think that certainly in the English classroom, there's a lot that could be done with blogging. It gives students a chance to do the kind of journal entries they're used to, but in a more contemporary kind of a format, and hopefully would up the amount of expression that a student has. As far as the podcast, I think there's all kinds of uses for that. You could put out a podcast that has your notes, your lectures, things that you want the students to know, and they would not only be able to listen to it, but refer to it over and over, and give them a chance to really learn the information thoroughly. It might be that that would be the solution for some of the more mundane kinds of things that we ask the students to do in the classroom.